It can be hard to stop ruminating on negative thoughts. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joanne Dixon, associate professor of psychology at Edith Cowan University, says this pattern could be keeping you from being your ideal self.
Having aspiration helps us navigate life in a meaningful and fulfilling way, but it can also cause psychological distress when hopes are left unfulfilled. My research explored whether ideal self and actual self discrepancies were associated with depressive and anxious symptoms. It also considered whether rumination or excessive negative thinking played a role in these relationships. 138 university students participated in the study. They listed four adjectives describing how they would ideally hope to be and four adjectives describing how they ought to be, and then rated how distant they perceive themselves from each of their ideal and ought selves. They also completed measures of rumination, anxiety, and depression. Our research found that it's not failing to make progress toward our ideal self that is problematic, but rather the tendency to repetitively think about this lack of progress that represents a significant vulnerability that in turn leads to increased psychological distress. Having goal aspirations are beneficial in giving a sense of purpose and direction in life and promoting well-being, even if we don't always reach them. But turning the focus toward negative self-evaluation and self-criticism is counterproductive. Reflecting on and at times modifying our goal aspirations may be helpful, particularly if we're caught in a spiral of negative self-evaluation that is accompanied by a constant sense of failing to meet overly high standards.
That was Joanne Dixon of Edith Cowan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.